My name's Christopher Hayes and I'm a service user expert covering the conference for Pathway. The most in particular I'm looking forward to listening is about the homeless health for young people and social inclusion, and also about the homeless people with complex needs, how they're met in the NHS settings. I'd like to introduce Gaina Parry, who works for the Cheshire and Wirral NHS Trust.
Hello, my name's Gaina Parry. I'm a specialist mental health practitioner, specifically working in the homeless sector. I work for Cheshire and Wirral Partnership NHS Trust. I'm the only person in my team, but we have a virtual team, and we have a harm reduction nurse that comes from the Drug and Alcohol Service, and we have a drug worker and a alcohol worker also, and we're also linked in with a homeless housing officer that is based in the acute trusts for psychiatry and for general services. They're the ones that will pick up the people who are coming into hospital, and they're involved with their discharge.
I know you do a lot of work with the younger people. In your experience, how hard are young people to engage with and to gain their trust being an adult? And is there more drug or alcohol dependency, or is it pretty much on an equal footing?
I think, what we're finding really is that if young people are involved with drugs and alcohol, and we get people especially with alcohol dependence at the age of 17, that they are harder to tackle as they get older. So they become more entrenched in their alcohol use. So some of the ideas is trying to tackle the alcohol and drug problems with that young sector at an early start. On the Wirral, we have a housing association called Forum that specifically accommodate people between the ages of 16 to 25. And they are sort of not traditional in terms of hostels, and would rather be called a housing association, because they don't feed the person, they don't have them out their bed at 9 o'clock to make sure they can clean their room, taking away a lot of their responsibility. What they do is they give their persons an apartment with their own kitchen, their own lounge area. They're also have to pay their own electricity bills. They have to be part of their council tax, and they don't have their accommodation money taken at source. They're encouraged to pay that to Forum housing provider. But also within there, they have engagement teams specifically looking at mental health. So I have a lady who, there's 250 beds, not just in, they have four projects, but they also have dispersed accommodation. So that person will see the people that the teams are saying may have a mental health problem, may have a drug and alcohol problem, and then they have an engagement teams for drug and alcohol. They have a health engagement team that will help me to get people to GPs and to appointments. They have talent teams, they have work projects, people working specifically with Prince's Trust. So a fantastic organisation for that young group of people. But fundamentally, we've got a lot of young people who are coming into that service who have got previous diagnoses of conduct disorder, ADHD, emerging personality disorder, PTSD, suffered sort of traumatic childhoods, never had that responsible parent, so themselves suddenly found themselves thrust and homeless. There's some chaos there, and initially some of the targets are to try and engage with those people, which can sometimes be difficult, especially if somebody is ADHD and is very, very chaotic, and they've made a decision when they're 16, I'm going to stop my medication. So we see a number of years where they're sort of trying to sort of establish themselves, can't get into work. Usually their education has suffered because of their ADHD once they've stopped taking medication. So some of the issues are really trying to sort of engage with them as well and tackle the drug and alcohol problem, because very often the drug and alcohol is just a symptom, really. They're taking that, it relieves their symptoms, it's sociable, and they sort of get into chaos really with everything.
Last question, in your experience, what do you find works to help engage, to get them, that you works for you, to get them engaged into services?
I think you have to, I'm outreach, so I go to them. I sort of have a same clinic every single week, and that sometimes that's difficult because people are out and about. So I just try to be as flexible as I can, really. I try to be as down to earth as possible. I sort of am not sitting behind a desk. I'm not sort of judging the person is very important. Sometimes I have to tailor the way I do my assessment. So I'd use my assessment when I'm asked to do a mental health assessment following the Royal College of, College of Psychiatrists guidelines. However, sometimes that doesn't work and I have to do my assessment over a period of time, just befriending the person, you know, looking at what their problems are to start with, instead of coming in and me focusing on do we need to have a diagnosis, more about what that person is saying, what their issues are for them, and focusing on them first and engaging them with services and with people that actually can help them through their difficulties.
Okay, thank you, Dana. I'm hearing loads and loads of good ideas and good theories, but hopefully they'll be put into practice. I know change takes time, especially with dealing with the homeless sector. So just hopefully what we're hearing now from all the big people, like help from the Health Minister and a couple of professors, Dr. Dorling, and people like that, just hopefully word can filter down to ground level services. What we're hearing can get put into practice.